Good morning, everyone, and I'd like to welcome you to our discussion this morning on health information technology for care coordination in the federally qualified health center. I'd like to thank you for joining us. I didn't know where this room was, and thank God one of my colleagues was able to show me, and for the hour. It's quite early, and I really appreciate you coming out for us today. My name is Deb Ward. I'm a registered nurse, and I work, my job title is a quality improvement manager at Community Health Center, which is a federally qualified health center in Connecticut. I have nothing to disclose, so with that said, we'll get started. So I need to give you a little background on our organization and let you know that before we get into the meat of our discussion, we were founded in 1972, and our vision really is that we've been building a world-class primary care health system committed to caring for the underserved and uninsured populations and focused on improving health outcomes as well as building healthy communities. The map really is meant to show you that although Connecticut is a small state, and you can see that we have 13 primary care hubs located across the state, the darker orange color represents the cities and towns in our community where we have patients living. So just a handful of our towns do not have patients that come to Community Health Center. We have, in addition to the 13 primary care hubs, we have over 216 service locations. Primarily that's in our school-based health centers, so we are in the schools providing both primary care, behavioral health, and dental services. In addition to that, we provide care in homeless shelters across the state. We have three pillars that we like to say that we have built our organization on, and that's really around providing clinical excellence, research and development, and training the next generation. You read and you have all the slides, so I'm going to skip over some of this in the essence of time. Our patient population, we take care of around 130,000 patients a year, and that's our patient population. We are NCQA and Joint Commission PCMH accredited. Our top chronic diseases, pretty much probably what you would expect in a primary care organization: chronic disease, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, asthma, obesity, chronic pain, which is, I know, a hot topic for a lot of us across the country, and depression. We focus on a planned care and chronic care model. And I'd like to just stress on this slide that we have a very comprehensive dentistry program within our organization. We have expanded hours so that our patients can get to see us when they need to see us, and we have on-call 24/7 day coverage for them. In addition, we have a very comprehensive HIV, AIDS, and Hep C program for our patients. And on this slide, I'd also just like to stress that we do, and I'll talk about it a little bit later, when we talk about training the next generation, we're the first in the country who had a nurse practitioner residency program, and founded by Margaret Flinter, and so that's really become quite a thing across the country. This slide really is to help you understand how we are building clinical excellence across the state of Connecticut. And how we've done that is, you know, we have excellent providers, nurses, medical assistants, et cetera, all of those that you can imagine that would provide services in primary care. But in addition to that, we have what's known as the Weizmann Institute. It's an arm of Community Health Center that's really inspiring primary care through research and development and innovation. We have another part of the Weizmann Institute is that one of my roles really is to help the frontline teams in order to provide quality improvement. Probably one of my favorite sides to help you understand how we talk about data and think about data really is that you all have EHRs, I would assume. Is that right? Yeah. And are you able to get out of it what you want? How many are? Yes, no? Can you get what you need? Sort of, kind of? We're in a very unique situation at Community Health Center in that we have an amazing business intelligence team who has taken the information from our EHR and done something called ETL, which is extract, I have to look at it again because I'm not a data guru, transform and load. And where they load that information into is into a data warehouse. So the magic comes in from what our amazing and excellent frontline teams document in the electronic health record, goes through this ETL process into the data warehouse, and what comes out is a lot of what we're going to talk about today. They take structured data throughout the warehouse, and they put it into what we've named dashboards and scorecards, two different things. And again, data, you know, with the EHRs that you have, when I think about it, I think about anyone can pull a registry report, anyone can take a report and give it to your frontline teams and say, here, work with this. But what's important and what CHC has done is that the BI departments built these dashboards and scorecards to make this actionable data for our teams to use. So you all know about care coordination, probably a part of why you're here this morning. And ARC has described it as, defined it as, the deliberate organization of patient care activities between two or more participants involved in a patient's care to facilitate the appropriate delivery of health care services. Sound familiar? Yes, I'm sure you've all seen. And as my colleague also pointed out, that there are multiple definitions of what care coordination is, and there's very slight differences between them. But we think that patients who benefit from services of care coordination are those patients with multiple chronic illnesses, poorly controlled chronic disease, such as the typical diabetes and hypertension, complex medical needs involving multiple providers and agencies, and of course patients who are in transition, which has become a big focus of our work around care coordination. So this is probably all very familiar to you, but work that will help you to understand where we are today. We developed and implemented a nurse-driven model of care coordination across 12 of community health center sites over approximately 18 months. From the map that I showed you, you can understand that our primary care hubs are located and spread throughout the state of Connecticut, and to try to accomplish that was no small feat. So during the 18 months, we led with this project timeline, which began in February of 2014. And we spread it by county. So we divided our state up by individual counties. And you can see that it's kind of a step wedge kind of model where we would train the nurses and then go ahead and implement the care coordination project. And that lasted until August of 2015. So complex care management for nursing staff at a community health center, the training was quite comprehensive, and it's a feat. Most of you, if you're in primary care, of course, you understand that in addition to training those nurses, you need to take them out of the clinical environment, and you need to provide coverage for them, right, so that your primary care organization continues to see patients and do what we are there to do. So our nurses by county received over 20 hours of education. 20, right, Kathleen? I think 20 hours of education. And it really was comprised of transition care, medication reconciliation, where we had a pharmacist from the University of Connecticut who's was with us and was providing education around that. We had specific didactic lectures around CHF, diabetes, pediatric asthma, COPD. It says psych here. Behavioral health is probably a term that, you know, maybe you might be familiar with. We say psych, but motivational interviewing and self-management goal setting. We felt that all of these components were critical to providing education above and beyond what our primary care nurses were familiar with, and to give them a little bit more background and depth so that they could go out and perform this complex care management. The next step that we did was supervision case reviews using video conferences. What happened was our chief nursing officer, Mary Blankson, who you'll meet in a few minutes, would actually, and Kathleen as well, would get on a conference call and use a video technology that we have to meet with the nurses and discuss the types of patients that they were seeing. And together we would give advice and help them along. They were taught around zone sheet development, which we hadn't really used at Community Health Center in the past. But one of our biggest challenges was the work with the care plan inside of our electronic health record. There were a lot of challenges, and today still continue to be challenges with the integration of the care plan that's in our EHR. And they also did a lot of work within the EHR around documenting self-management goals and the follow-up on those self-management goals. Our business intelligence department, as well as super users and trainers, developed templates in the electronic health record. It's easier to pull out structured data and almost impossible to pull out free text from your EHR. So we really had to develop the templates under the HPI section so that our nurses could merge those templates into their visit notes, either a virtual visit if they were doing telephone work with the patients or the face-to-face interactions with the patients. And that it was important for us to do that, so for ease of use, obviously, so nurses didn't have to be hunting and pecking and typing away free text. But we really wanted to track the outcome measures for the patients that are being seen in care coordination. And it was important for us to have that information also because of the dashboard development. The final piece that happened when we did this this rollout and planned the complex care management education for our staff was really around community engagement. So a lot of people were primary care, and so maybe if you work in a hospital, you might think that the hospital nurse or discharge coordinator owns the care coordination. But in our health center, we believe that the nurses own care coordination of the patients that we serve. So frontline teams called microsystem teams met, and they developed a community a resource list. So you can imagine, you know, throughout the state of Connecticut how vast that might be. And the team spent a lot of time working that list and inviting those key stakeholders into an open house situation so that they could learn what we were doing. We really felt that communication with our outside people was really important for us to do a good job with care coordination. Okay, so now that you have the background of where we were, this is my part of the presentation, and it's really the development of an operable population-based clinical dashboard to provide decision support for care coordination in primary care. Our objective in this first session is to describe how an operable population-based electronic dashboard was developed to provide decision support for nurse care coordinators in a primary care setting. I mentioned earlier about data, and data is great, but we believe that that data needs to be actionable, and so that was really one of the key drivers of our work. So the challenge, right? Nurses are the go-to people in a lot of organizations. If you don't know what to do, people just give it to the nurse, and the nurse will figure it out. But how did they identify the patients that were in need of care coordination was really the challenge. And I think if, you know, in our organization, our nurses, there's one nurse for every 2 to 3 primary care providers. And, of course, you would think that your team knows who those patients are that need care coordination. But the reality is they know the frequent flyers, and they know those patients that come in all the time. But what about those patients who don't come in as often as they should? Or they're in the hospital discharged and don't return back to the primary care center. Or there's the frequent flyers in the emergency room. And so we really wanted to work and address on all of those issues as we continued around the work of development of this dashboard. So the dashboard, the development, was the why, because we don't know who those people are. We really wanted to have an easy place for our nurses to go to and access information. So what happened was we worked with the Business Intelligence Department, and Nick is here as the director of that department, and he'll be able to answer any specific questions that you may have. And the nurses worked together to decide what information they really felt was important to have. We decided that we needed to have, obviously, the main chronic diseases, and we built algorithms for them based on the UDS data. Uniform data set. And what was unique for Connecticut is that some of you may have states where there's information shared with your insurance carriers. That's not the case in Connecticut. However, because of this work, we partnered with Community Health Network, who provides the Medicare coverage in the state of Connecticut. So about 70% of our people are Medicaid insured. I said Medicare before, Medicaid insured. And so it was really critical for us to partner with them so that we could get actual billing data and live data from them. And so that was a critical piece of the work that we did. So I'm going to go through and show you some screenshots on how it works and how we use the data and the revisions and lessons learned that we have. So the first thing that happens is when a nurse logs into her computer, she goes to what's known as SharePoint. And from the SharePoint is a dashboard named Care Coordination. And the nurses can go ahead and select any provider that they're covering and working with. And they can select either active or eligible. An active patient is one that's involved and already enrolled in care coordination. We call it pinking them. We make an alert for them, and the color happens to be pink, so they're pinked. And if they select eligible, those are the patients that meet the criteria that was built into the dashboard. So this is another screenshot of what it looked like. We consider patients that we looked at patients who had two or more ER visits within the last 12 months. We looked at hospitalization within the last 12 months, and then we went into some of the chronic disease categories. What's really great about this dashboard is when we looked at the chronic conditions, we built in a multitude of disease that could be catch people in this area. So it was CAD, CHF, anyone with a behavioral health diagnosis, persistent asthma. I lost my notes here, but any specific disease markers that would get patients into that category. And then this section here really shows us where we wanted to focus on those patients who were hospitalized within the last 12 months. You'll notice that there's red and yellow. The red is a patient who's been discharged from the hospital within the past 4 weeks or 30 days, and the yellow are those beyond. And what was important is that the dates are there so that our care teams know when those patients were discharged. How we collected that information and how we really got that into this dashboard was one of two ways, through the CHN dashboard, the information that they sent us, or from our documents that were scanned in into the patient document section of the EHR. You can see that. One of the great things about this is that we can customize these by sorting. So there's a sort on almost all of these fields within the dashboard. And so if today I wanted to look at, oh my gosh, who are the patients who were discharged from the hospital, I can sort it this way and I can work on those patients and reach out to them. So again, when I talked about actionable data, you know, it's important for a nurse who's working with those patients and as a member of the care team, looking at smoking status with their patients, looking at those patients who have diabetes and hypertension, and looking at their last blood pressures and their A1Cs and some other blood work. We also indicate on the dashboard when they began care coordination and if they have been removed from care coordination. A column for self-management goal setting, so rather than looking through the record and trying to sift through the plan, the care plan, we can find it there. In the HR, there's an action item under the telephone encounter, so if a nurse set an action item to go back to remember what to do for those patients when they're due for follow-up, that would go in here. And then we also felt that it was important to look at the patient as a whole and look at when they last saw the primary care provider, when was their last dental visit, because I told you we're, you know, FQHC who delivers both behavioral health, dental, and primary care. So when were they here? And then finally, the patient portal, which would help with the communication. So this is an area that I'm sure many of you are working on, is engaging patients in the patient portal, but it's a perfect spot for us to help with communication. So additional steps that we took to support the dashboard was really looking at the implementation rollout. We needed to be specific and handhold a lot of people in encouraging them to use this, because do you think they believe the data? They challenge, right? So staff wants to make sure that data is right. And so if there was a question, then what happened was that we would go back, and before we rolled it out, there was a lot of testing that went on. providing ongoing additional support. And I think the most important thing was really listening to their feedback. Because if you're just going to push something out to staff to use and you don't consider how the end user feels about it or the challenges that they have with it, then you've lost their buy-in and their ownership of the project. And again, that ongoing feedback and from those frontline users. And I have no time left. The other thing, just really about the integration with the BI department in working with supporting those challenges and those questions that the staff have. So with that.